You are now listening to No Dumb Idea.
Back, everybody. Right away, I'm going to talk straight to our audience and say hello and welcome. We are No Dumb Idea. We are a podcast involving the slightly nerdier side of media, comic books, movies, and other various entertainment. We're going to be doing something very special today for, you know, But first, let's see how everybody's doing. See, you know, it's a time of love and understanding, and so we need to extend that to ourselves, too, and really check in. So I'm going to check in with my wonderful co-hosts. I'm Gym Leader Nate, and with me, I got my very good friends here.
It's me, Gibble Day.
And now,
I was trying to do it like Dala.
It's me.
It's me, Dala. I was trying to do it like
there you go.
More sensual. Sorry.
You're good. How have y'all been?
Good.
I've also been good.
Yeah, I do have. Good. I had a couple things I wanted to bring up before we begin. If that's, am I permitted, Master? Daddy.
Oh, by all means.
Okay.
Present it before the court.
No, oh, yeah. Yes.
I'm the court. I'm the court. Daddy.
You're the court daddy. Instead of judge.
Yeah. Excuse me, court daddy. Yeah. May I approach the bench?
Excuse me, daddy. Objection.
Yes, kitten.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Get to it. Get to a.
The other day when we were supposed to, I guess a little peek behind the curtain. We were supposed to record like 2 days ago, as of the time of this recording. It was like a stressful little day because, I came home from grocery shopping and the little entryway to my building smelled like smoke and the fire alarm in one of the buildings in the apartments was going like just,
oh, bad smoke.
Yeah. Bad smoke. Bad, like very bad, bad smoke, daddy. But no, it was, it was smelling like smoke and it was like a neighbor's fire alarm was just going off like the beeping or whatever. And, like, we knocked, and, like, you know, no one's responding, and we're like, shit. And the other neighbor, luckily, was there. And I was, like, about to call 911, but she called, and the firefighters ended up coming. They had to, like, I don't know, get in the guy's building. It was fine. It was nothing major. It was literally...
But what made them come?
Me. I did.
So this is the story of that's someone in your building had a fire, and then you fucked two firemen who came to put it out.
Yeah, like, ooh, it's
six
in my
firemen,
ass.
Actually.
Yeah.
The whole squad.
Six, trust me, there was way more than two.
No, but
four cops.
Long story short, it was just like a pan that got like that they left on, which sucked too because they came like 5 minutes after that, and I was like, if they just were a little faster, their like door would have been not knocked it, whatever.
Yeah,
but
all
the reason
together.
I bring this up, yeah, we could have came together. The reason I bring this up is, I was listening to that. Earlier that day, I was listening to the Hey Riddle Patreon. Great Patreon. I'll cut this.
Okay.
I can cut this fine.
I'm following. Keep going.
Yeah, I was
we're
like,
getting there. Step by step.
And in it, they talked about like what you would take if there was a fire. And it was like a very much like, oh, shit. And I literally just grabbed my dog. And like, I mean, like it was not that big of a thing. But no, and I just wanted to pose the question to you guys as well. If there was a fire or some emergency, what are you grabbing, like, from your house? You can grab, like, whatever handful, like, thing. You know, for me, I guess in my experience, it was my dog, and I probably would have grabbed my laptop, honestly, but that was probably...
So is it, like, a list? Like, is it just a handful of things, or is it, like, according to what...
I don't think you have time to gather a sack.
Yeah.
Is it according to what we know? Because, like, you know,
mm-hmm.
like, what we know we have? Because...
Yeah.
how fast we know we are, because like I could get a lot of my shit like relatively relatively quickly.
Quick,
and like, I'm moving out. Actually, yeah, once the fire starts, yeah, I'll be moved that's worth money. By the time it's extreme.
I have a duffel bag. You know, first things first are my cats, and then everything after that, you know, maybe like a bunch of clothes, duffel bag. And then once I got clothes, I'm like, okay, cat food, check, medication, check, cool. And then after that, it's like, oh, okay, what collectibles do I have? But like, oh, all of them because they're all tiny? Okay.
Yeah, true. You do have like the miniature. You're like, okay, wait, so, let me eBay so real quick real to see how expensive each one is. Get the most expensive.
So there's a fire. You come home to a fire raging
yeah.
in your house.
Who let you in my house?
Like, fire is, yeah. And the fire is pouring out the windows. Like, you see, like, the building's burning.
In what direction?
In that yeah, how's the case,
the wind?
Like, you mm-hmm. like, you open, get the front door open, and you see there's fire everywhere.
Yeah.
You
have
time well, to if that's say, like, the case, I'd be immediately hit by a backdraft, sent 50 feet flying into the corner of my neighbor's house. Boom. Concussed. Dead.
Also, a bad
not
movie.
Me. I guess I'm just built different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd be fine.
What I would
I'd
do,
be like, I'd be like, ooh, stinky fart house, and then I would just walk in.
What I would do is, I'd walk in, and there'd be a lady in like a blanket, like screaming, like help, help, and then when I go to help, she turns around.
And it's in a fucking green goblin.
Goblin suit.
And you're the green goblin.
Yeah, she's in a guy. She punches me and throws little things, and I get stabbed. And
anyways, nothing burnt down, and nobody died.
Voice that woman scream.
I did not hear either of y'all. Scream.
Yeah, we were so eager to get our thoughts out.
Yeah. That's a
stock scream, Nate.
Okay.
It's it's a generic stock scream, and then I forgot my question. But,
no worries.
Yeah. Canonically, did Green Goblin reproduce a woman's scream, or did he have, like, a recording in his mask somehow?
He just
or something?
Went on, like... You know, you got like a fucking.
Can Green Goblin just like imitate perfectly a woman's scream?
He's got a WAV file. Put that shit on a speaker. He's got Bluetooth. It was a JBL.
He played in his Bluetooth JBL. Speakers, you know? In the corner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
was there anything else about your week that was fascinating?
Yeah, actual fascinating.
Other than a fire stuff. Occurring slightly near you.
Yeah. No.
Yeah, maybe there might have been a fire. A pan got too hot, and the fucking
yeah.
And you fucked the entire firefighter fucking squadron.
You fucked all them.
It was funny because I was literally like, "Fuck, do I have to like cancel the recording?" But whatever. But no, the other one I actually did want to bring up, which was more I don't know, I thought it was more interesting. I went to an AMC blind movie showing where it was like cheaper, and all we knew about it was like a horror mystery movie. And it turned out to be Champ.
And they just played the audio.
Huh? Yeah.
It's a blind movie.
Yeah.
They just play the audio.
They just say like, "Oh my god!" And there's a guy next to you telling you what's happening. But no, it was for a movie companion, which I actually had really wanted to see, which was the perfect movie
I'm jealous.
For that. Because going
that's
in,
so cool.
You don't know. It doesn't tell you where the movie is until the title comes in the movie naturally. Yeah, I see you googling Jim Leader Nate.
No, I was adjusting my mic. I just didn't want to make too much noise. All right?
I thought you were like, shit, what is companion? But no, it was cool. I really wanted to see it. And funny enough, I knew some of the spoilers beforehand, but being surprised made me forget the spoilers, which really benefits that movie. So I would say go into that movie 100% blind. It's, if you can.
What's it called again?
Companion.
Companion.
Yeah, it's not really like a horror movie.
C-U-M?
Yeah, C-U-M.
Got it.
You gotta go on Pornhub to get that one, though.
Got it.
Yeah. But no, it's great. It's not really like a horror movie. It's more of like a thriller. Like, it's a bit of a comedy, too. I don't really want to say too much, because, like I said, go in completely blind if you can.
Did you upload our 69th episode of Pornhub, by the way?
No. Did you?
No. I asked you.
Gotta get on that.
I mean, do you really want me to? I could try. I don't know what it takes.
You should, yeah.
There was like this lady that
we know what our market is.
Yeah.
There was this lady that she posted on YouTube and Pornhub. I saw this on Instagram, but she posted her like lectures about like physics on both Pornhub and YouTube, and they're not nude or anything. They're just actual lectures. But she's like, yeah, it's so interesting because like I get all the comments at Pornhub are all positive and nice, where the other ones are all like, you should like kill yourself. You like, you're like, you know,
yeah. It's because everyone's like, in a good mood when they're on Pornhub. Yeah.
No, totally. It was, yeah.
At least they're about to be.
Yeah. Everyone's bored when they're on YouTube and upset. You have nothing to do.
That's my week. Just wanted to mostly talk about Companion a bit.
Awesome.
Nice.
Yeah.
And sorry. A maybe fire. You know.
And a maybe fire. Who knows? Maybe there might have been a little bit of smoke. That's crazy. Mm-hmm. It's insane. I've been playing a lot of D&D this weekend, which is a lot of fun because it's been a long time. I'm doing two different campaigns, one which is almost entirely combat, and the other one which so far is almost entirely
a lot of not combat. RPG.
Yeah. And it's a lot of fun. It's been fun getting back into it. Other than that, I saw Wicked. And not
you
like
saw
I was,
Wicked?
Yeah, not like I
did
was...
Did you see it yesterday?
I did. And not like I was I'm never going to watch it, because I'm not... I don't hate things, you know? There's only a select few things that I hate, you know? But I watched it, and it was, honestly, it was pretty good. It was, if I could really describe it, it's wonderful. Like, it was nice. It was a good watch.
Came out of the theater dancing and singing.
Yeah, it was, I watched it on my laptop, so that was good. Because it's not in theaters anymore.
Still, I went to a theater, but I watched it on my laptop.
Yeah, you watched it on my laptop, yeah.
Yeah,
just
for
the full experience.
It's still in theaters. But, I've been seeing stuff for it, but yeah.
No, I don't think it is.
Oh, no, trust me, it is.
No, I've seen it.
All right, for sure. Elphaba over here.
Okay.
We'll be in theaters forever, Dala.
Other than that, yeah, a nice minute recap of my week, I would say.
Are you sure there were maybe a fire? Or
I
a
tried
flood,
to keep mine under
somewhere
a minute
nearby.
And maybe not.
You complain.
I've been on that for an hour.
Literally cut my fucking fire shit. Cut that. I tried to keep it under a minute. And you guys, Gibbleding especially.
You
I'm
told
sorry.
The story.
So, yeah, I was trying to tell it quickly. I'm sorry. To give context to why I wasn't asked the question. I don't know, if I came on and was like, what
was
would you guys
one.
Take on out of a fire? What would you guys... Is that invigorating? I don't know.
Because it's a podcast, sure. Absolutely, that would be not out of place to just be like, hey, I just thought I'd ask you a question. Like, yeah, that's what we're
because
here to
there's
do.
Because
it's
a reason.
It's talking.
Sure. Cut this. Actually, do cut
no.
this. No, actually.
Absolutely not.
No, I'm saying cut this part.
Every second.
Cut this part, as I'm saying. It's nothing. But what about you, Jim Leader, Nate?
Me, personally, I haven't been up to much. I've been busy with school, going back to school again,
yay.
And that's, you know, it's a wonder every time, and doing some good old calculus and math and whatnot, and yeah, it's interesting because
calculus,
yep,
nice,
studying the length of cocks, so I hadn't done math in a long time. But I always was good at math.
Oh, okay.
And for the first like week and a half, I was like struggling, and I was having a very like rough identity crisis, of being like, "What happened? I've always been good at math.
What the hell?
It all slips through your fingers so quickly.
It's all,
yeah,
like tears and rain.
Yeah,
no, and I just like happy to report that." Getting the hang of it again.
You got an A plus on your
I'm
math
not
test.
Lost.
Getting the hang
anymore.
Of math again. Okay.
Yeah, like, I'm figuring out addition.
Numbers and the signs and the squiggles.
Subtraction.
It's all starting
to kind of tough, but
piece together.
You know, I'm getting it.
I'm like, I know some of these numbers.
Takeaway. That means multiply, right?
Yeah. That's there you go.
Take it away.
Now you're figuring out. Although, did anybody notice this weird lever that got installed?
Yeah. No, but I noticed a trap door beneath our feet.
I doubt that's anything. Well, it's probably not but connected. I'm going to see what this...
Yeah, it's probably not yeah, related. Yeah,
no. I'm sure the lever's probably for, like, a...
ice cream machine.
Let me just check that out.
Maybe it'll tell us what the trap door is.
Yeah, yeah.
Whoa! Oh, sorry. Did you slip, Dollar?
Yeah. Yeah, so I think... Anyways, I'm going to hit this lever again.
Here, yeah. Oh. Ah!
Dollar and Gibbledang open their eyes to inky blackness surrounding them. They are trapped. But a single spotlight turns on, revealing this tiny space that they have been confined to. You hear a voice come over a speaker installed into the corner of the room.
Looks like I have new toys. Would you like to play a game?
Jenga? I like Jenga. You have Jenga?
Okay.
Why not? Jenga.
Ooh, okay, let's play Jenga. That's what this episode is, eh?
But there might be something else you must do.
The rest of the lights turn on, and Gibbledang and Dala stare in horror as they realize their legs have been chained to podiums.
What the fuck? How do we fall through
They're on hey? A stage.
How do we fall through a trap door and get chained?
Maybe we
the
fell
walls
into the
fall
chains.
Away.
I guess.
And in order for you to escape, there's only one thing you gotta do.
Okay.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. We're back with America's favorite game show, the Pop Culture Dating Show.
Oh, gosh. Oh,
the lights are up. Full audience applause.
Gibbledang, you weren't here last time, but there was a vampire.
Motherfucker.
I think they got maybe a fucking werewolf this time or something.
Yes, I don't want to be on this show.
The crazy dating show of the underground, formerly hosted by the vampire. I am his evil twin, Dabblegong. And here I am officiate these proceedings so that one of our two contestants not only will escape this deadly trap that has ensnared them, but we'll win a date with one of our eligible bachelors.
Yes!
Ooh.
Wow. Wow. Now sorry, Dala, but I'm most likely going to be the one to win this one.
That's fine.
I don't make the rules, but I do follow them.
Let me just check right here. That is one of the rules.
Is to follow?
Yep, Gibbledang will win this one.
All right,
point for me.
We might as well see it through.
That's a point for me, right?
That's 1 point. Yep, that's one point for Gibbledang.
Fantastic.
Perf.
For the prediction. All right. And do you two have any idea how this game might be played? Have you seen the show before?
Dala, I know Dala was a contestant.
I've lived
it.
Why
don't you explain it to me?
Yeah, I was going to say, just for...
Absolutely.
Werewolf.
Well, we're going to have 14 lovely contestants in honor of the Day of Love.
Ooh.
All 14 of them will be here seeking love. And one by one, you will be allowed to ask them questions to try and ascertain their identity. They'll be hidden behind these screens.
Ooh.
Now, once you can perhaps guess who they are, if you get the correct answer, you will win an opportunity to go on a date with one of these people, thanks to our brand new Virtue Day.
That thing killed some people before.
It's giant like a chair and helmet contraption that's like covered in wires sparking.
It has like the chair from
top of the line.
It has the chair from, what is it, Burn After Reading with George Clooney's chair.
Mm-hmm. It's actually the bottomless chair from that one James Bond movie.
Oh, Assuming it's a motto.
So, do you have any questions, Dala or Gibbledang?
Pretty straightforward.
I forget, though. Do we take turns? We do take turns, right? Or we get the buzz in?
That is correct. Okay. You will take turns one at a time asking questions to our young, our
werewolf
special bachelors.
I mean,
And they They will answer those questions as truthfully as they can.
As they can, ooh, okay.
Without giving too much away, it's gotta be a game.
Who knows if the character is an inherent liar? Could be a Gibbledang on there. You never know.
Could be.
It could just be Gibbledang saying a bunch of random 14 things. 14 Gibbledang.
It's all your characters. It's like a fork with Tim's. There's Gibbledang. There's
go on. 12 more.
Yeah, 12 more. All right. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. There's a firefighter.
Gay Optimus Prime.
There's a
11 more.
Yeah. Do you want me to? I'll keep going. Okay. I got
Gay Optimus Prime. Gay Magneto. Yeah, yeah. Ian McKellen.
Normal Magneto. Same words at least.
That was just normal Magneto again.
All right, Regis. All right,
without further ado, it's time to start the Pop Culture Dating Show. Yeah. All right. So, in order to figure out our order, both of you are going to guess a number between 1 and 5. Whoever's closest gets to go first.
3.
See, the number was 5, but Gibbledang said 7, which is closer than 3, because higher numbers are better.
All right.
So,
he follows the rules exactly like he says, actually.
Exactly.
Checks rules again. Gibbledang must win. Yep. Gibbledang will go first.
I'm sorry. I don't make the rules.
Oh,
yeah, but I just follow them.
That's true.
Here we go. Let's bring out our first contestant. Do-do-do-do-do. Our first contestant is here, and we're about to begin. All right, Gibbledang, are you ready?
Okay.
In a cold world where capitalism reigns, contestant number 1 is a beacon in the night and a symbol for the average man. Willing to do what many cannot, a date with contestant number 1 would definitely be worth a shot. So, Gibbledang, would you like to ask contestant number 1 any questions?
Yeah. What the fuck? What do you do on your free time, contestant number 1?
Hey, that's a good question. I like to go rock climbing, you know. I love a good rock climbing, some hiking, you know, usually with my shirt off, got to get some good pictures for the gram. You know, I like playing Pokemon a lot. Yeah, big fan of Pokemon, you know. Yeah, do you have a favorite Pokemon?
Yeah.
I got a favorite. I love Pokemon. And you know, other than that, I'll be just physical therapy, trying to keep up my health because these days, you know, you got to take care of yourself because no one's taking care of you for
true.
You, you know.
That's very
no one
true.
Else is going to be there if shit goes
that
wrong.
That's very
you
true.
Got to be on top of that.
Can I guess? Or is it my turn? Contestant.
Well, first, I will ask Gibbledang, I want to be sure, after your question, do you have any guesses?
No guesses. No guesses, okay. Unfortunately.
All right. Well, looks like we're still in the dark on this one. Let's move on over to Dala.
Okay. Was this contestant number 1? If I was a CEO of like a health insurance company, what would you take me out on a date?
Oh, I think I'd also take you hiking, but I'd only go somewhere up with really high cliffs, and it would be exclusively,
like
you know,
like
a sightseeing of cliff edges. You know? All above board. All above board.
Mm-hmm.
So. What was?
Oh, I get a guess.
I am gonna give Dala a guess after this question.
Because then,
Dabblegong here, Dabblegong. Excuse me. We are going to give our contestants a chance to answer one time after their questions. After that, it's free reign for whoever can.
All right, Dabblegong. Let me not find you in front of a bank making a withdrawal later.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. That's good to know. Joke on you. Then you'll obtain my debt. All right.
That's how that works.
So
that's how it works.
Dala, do you? And I'm pretty sure that's how that works. Dala, do you have a guess for us?
Oh, man, I do. I'm like, fuck. I feel like I'm remembering the last name wrong. But are you contestant number 1? Are you Luigi? Was it M? I'm gonna go Luigi M.
No.
Mazzacone?
Puzz.
Close enough.
Puzz. No, I know. Well, can I interject if I know the name? I want a date with this guy.
All right, what's his full name?
Luigi Mangione.
All right, and checks card. Gibbledang must win. That's correct, since he has the full name. Yeah. Gibbledang gets the point. That's fine. There.
I gave it to you.
That is okay. Luigi Mangione. Yeah. Hey, oh, that's crazy.
Hey, that's so funny.
Hey, I'm killing you.
What it was? Yeah,
I couldn't. All right, That's so funny.
So Luigi,
though,
we're gonna ask you to leave the stage and remember,
put your hands behind your back.
Dang, that is gonna be one of your Let's just get 19 cops to
there
just
go,
take
him off. Take
him
to a McDonald's real quick.
And
like he's fucking Dr. Octopus or something.
He will be on your list of possible date suspects.
Okay.
So
big audience applause.
Next. For the first point went to Gibbledang Dala. Mm-hmm. I'd like you to choose a number between 1 and 13.
Ooh,
sorry. Let's say 2 and 14.
let's go 2. Let's go up the ladder, up the rungs.
2, all right. Mm-hmm. All right, let's bring out contestant number 2. Contestant number 2 is usually into older women. However, they're trembling with excitement to take you out. Hit that inhaler, sit back, and let their soothing voice coax you into falling in love.
Hmm. Contestant number 2, if you were a food, what type of food would you be?
If I were a food...
I know
who
the fuck this is, goddammit.
I think...
I
think I'd probably be a pumpkin.
Okay.
I don't know if it's...
Oh, you
pumpkins,
don't?
You know, you can use them, and they're full of mush.
Uh-huh. Ooh, sexy. Contestant 2, do I get a guess? double
yes,
game?
Yes, now, Dala, would you like to take a guess from that first question?
Contestant number 2, are you Carl Weezer?
Oh, you got me.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I know you're not Jimmy's mom, but I guess we could have a good time.
I do have a figure similar, though, I will say. I've been mistaken a couple times.
Looks like you two are a match made in heaven. All right, contestant number 2, thank you. Thank you.
I can't wait for the date. Just the gym leader has to do the voice. Just kidding.
And remember, Dala, that will be on your voice, your list for a possible date later on.
Sick.
All right.
Wow.
So now we're going to move on, and our next contestant is going to come out soon after Gibbledang gives us a number between 3 and 14.
So we know which one to send out. Oops.
I'm going to go with 7 again. So far, it's 7. Right?
All right. So let's bring out contestant number 7. Contestant number 7 often lives life on the very edge. Danger is their middle name, and they're a strong, silent type. Don't try to gaslight this contestant, because they have experience sussing out the truth.
Hmm.
Okay.
Hmm.
Contestant 7, what is your occupation in life?
Various tasks. I do a lot of things around here. Taking out the trash, fixing electrical problems, changing our guidance navigation systems in order to be straight, shooting all the asteroids out of our way, things like that, you know. There's a lot to be done.
Can I get your description again?
Oh, would you like to hear a description of the contestant
again?
Same,
please. Okay? Actually would like
contestant
too.
Number 7 often lives life on the very edge. Danger is their middle name, and they're a strong, silent type. Don't try to gaslight this contestant, because they have experience sussing out the truth. Do you have any guesses, Gibbledang, as to who this contestant might be?
Yeah, 7 didn't steer you wrong, that's for sure. What the fuck is this one?
Is it Luke Skywalker?
Ooh, that is incorrect. No, we're going to move on. Mm-hmm. Dala, do you have any questions for our contestant?
Yeah, when it's, you've had a long day of work, you know, what you're saying, and you just come home and you're like, oh, man, kick off the shoes. I want to do something just to mellow out. What's that thing that you're going to do? What are you going to do to mellow out? What's your go-to?
Probably would consist of running around in circles, slowly sliding from left to right. Occasionally standing at a table in the cafeteria and unmoving for long periods of time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a fun time. Things that,
if I were to name a few.
God, this sounds familiar, but I'm like, I don't know, I'll take a wild stab in the dark. But Contestant 7, are you Dig Dug? Are you fucking Dig Dug? I doubt it, but...
Ooh, unfortunately, this is not Dig Dug. Okay. No.
Sonic the Hedgehog?
All right.
Typical Dig.
We're going to go back to Gibbledang. It's not Sonic the Hedgehog. Do you have another question for us?
What is your idea of a romantic date?
I would say probably going to the med bay while one of us scans and the other one can watch, and that way you can watch me scanning and confirm that I'm doing it for everybody else. I would say that's like it's real intimate, you know, to make sure you can trust somebody on that level.
Are you C-3PO?
Unfortunately, this is not C-3PO.
I mean, I know the voices, and obviously it's not C-3PO. Hey, it's me, C-3PO.
Hey, it's me, Family Guy dog. Real quick,
I'm the dog one.
Can I get, what was the occupation again one more time? Sorry.
My occupation would be crew member, crewmate.
Okay.
I do a lot of tasks.
Would that around, does that count as my ship, question so. Or?
I'll give you another. I'll be nice. I try to be a nice host.
I was just clarifying
since that was a previous question already asked. So I would say, go ahead.
Contestant 7, if you were to have, if we were going to go out and get some food, what kind of foods would you enjoy the most?
Not a big food person. Don't really, nowadays, every time I'm thinking about food, you know, I just think about what happened and, you know, that piercing tongue coming out of that crazy weird mouth. And, it's rough. And at this point, most people aren't even sure if I have a mouth, so
God damn
I don't
it.
Spend much time eating.
Okay. Contestant number 7. Fuck, this isn't, I don't know. Are you, by chance, Ellen Ripley from the Nostromo? Or someone from the Nostromo?
Or someone from the Nostromo?
Unfortunately,
the Nostromo.
That is not who... No, that entire group of people that you guessed is... this isn't a group of people from the movie Alien.
Dang it, that's the whole movie Alien.
Someone else.
Okay.
Who is it? Because I ain't got no guesses.
Let's go ahead and lift up that curtain. Woo! The curtain lifts, and it's Among Us. The red crewmate from Among Us is here. He was going to take your breath away, but unfortunately, no one was able
to. He was pretty sus, though, to be honest, so it's fine.
I think I
dodged a bullet.
You know, I thought I was playing it pretty cool, but I guess you guys weren't really into it. All right, I guess I'll just go hang out in security and watch cams.
For sure. He's sus, guys. He's sus. Right. I think he's also a werewolf.
So there's our first contestant who was not guessed by either player.
That's fine. That's typical.
So we're gonna go back. Plan. Yep, it happens. Yeah. It happens. And, you know, it's not always a first. Love at first speak.
Yeah.
All right. So, Dala, it would be your turn again. Can we get a number between 3 and 14?
Okay, and no 7, I assume.
And no 7.
No, you could pick 7 again.
Let's do 3.
You could. I'll just give you one that's near it.
Okay. yeah. Whichever one you feel.
5.
Let's do 13. 13, baby.
13.
Lucky number 13.
All right. Lucky number 13. Yeah. That's right. All right. Let's bring out contestant 13. Contestant 13, not much of a talker, but this contestant is always thoughtful and polite. They have been known to to many as a source of wisdom, and they maintain a poise to always be a role model to those who serve them. Contestant 13 is looking for a brave soul to help them in their time of need. Dala, do you have any questions for our contestant?
Yeah. Contestant number 13, what is your, like, I like someone with big goals, you know, goal-oriented. What are some of your big goals that you have?
I suppose goals would really be to defeat darkness wherever it may be and to protect my people. Really, in a way, it's a goal that I've always been striving towards and may, unfortunately, always be striving towards. But it is a valiant goal, nonetheless. Wow.
Ooh, valiant.
That seems valiant, like, yeah, quite the undertaking. Yes, wow. Yeah, very valiant. Yeah. Do you have any guesses, Dala?
Yeah, I guess I might as well. Are you, by chance, Sora from Kingdom Hearts?
Unfortunately, that is not Sora from Kingdom Hearts. So we're going to be moving to Gibbledang. Gibbledang, do you have a question for this contestant?
Yeah. 13? Tell me a little bit about yourself.
I tend to stick to my studies. You know, I like to learn. Oftentimes, my people look to me as a source of knowledge.
Wisdom. Yeah. You said that. That's true.
Impressive things in the past. And, you know, knowledge is important. You have to make sure it persists throughout time as the eons change.
Are you the Bible?
No, unfortunately, this is not the Bible.
I've been wanting to fuck the Bible. I heard they 69 or whatever.
We've all heard a lot about it.
I heard the Bible eats ass.
Yeah.
All right. So, Dala, do you have another question for contestant 13?
Yeah. I'll come up with some.
Up with your question?
Probably a good idea.
Yeah. Contestant number 13, if we're going out at night of the town, where are you taking me?
You know, I've always wanted to take someone to the festivals. The problem is, well, I would have to say, it's in a city where only women are allowed. So
that's fine.
A lot of great things happen there, but only women are allowed there. So that's where I would want to go, but I don't know if I could take you with me.
Well, I'm not a woman, so I guess you could, but
yeah. Are you one of those
Kegel stones that give you wisdom through strength or something like
that? What the fuck?
No, that's definitely not it, Gibbledang.
You don't know what that is?
Dala,
what
my guesses?
No.
It's not my job to educate you, Dala.
Like, you know, like the actual Kegel stone, like for women, like the thing that...
I think he's talking... Like the thing that Gwyneth Paltrow says.
Yeah, okay, that's... I know what that is. I didn't expect that to be a fucking character. Sorry, I was like, what was I thinking? Oh, well, no, you know, you wouldn't be a Gerudo Valley person, because that's the opposite. Only women are allowed there.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Oh, then, hey, are you...
We're going to a place that only women can go, so I wouldn't be able to take
you. Oh, I thought you said... Sorry, I flipped it. So, I guess 13, are you a Gerudo Valley... are you Ganon? Ganondorf?
No, unfortunately, you are incorrect. You are incorrect. Okay. So, we're going to have to go back to Gibbledang. Gibbledang, do you have another question for a contestant 13?
Yeah. Are you Zelda?
The curtain raises. That is correct. Zelda, okay. This is Zelda.
Why would Zelda go there?
The Legend of Zelda.
She's not a Gerudo Valley girl.
Well, now she is.
The Gerudo Festival welcomes people as long as they're women, female, welcomes everyone.
That's fair.
Yeah.
That's fine. Yeah. I'm not a welcome.
So close-minded, Dala.
So yeah, there you go. Em. We're going to add that to the list of Gibbledang, and we're going to send Zelda backstage to wait, and that is now part of your
collection.
Possible companions. Not that.
Okay. That's what you wanted, right? You came on the show. Like, I need me a hand.
I actually start keeping track of these things, though, because I previously wasn't.
Oh, don't worry. I have my
tracks.
Big
tracks.
Boy over here.
Who, do you have the thing? The thong?
Dala?
I said I have my list, my boy.
Who's your boy?
No, Carl. I would have had Luigi, no, Carl, but that's right. Gibbledane was allowed to take him.
Fucking sniped you, Lubingi.
Yeah. You wouldn't have got him without me, though, so, you know. If you go on a date with him, you better. I better be there. All right. I better be there.
We're now going to move on to the next contestant. So, Gibbledane, can you give us a number between 3 and 14?
Shouldn't it be 3 and 13?
Nope, 3 and 14. We just did 13. Yeah. 14 is still so
there's
on
no
the table.
7 and no 13. Only 2, I think.
That's correct. Middle. And if you pick one of the chosen ones, I'm just going to pick one that's next to it.
That's my choice.
5 it is. Mm-hmm. So let's bring out contestant number 5. Yeah. All right, contestant number 5. With a sultry smile and a smoky voice, this contestant lives their life to the fullest. Whether rocking out a show or chilling in private, finding balance in life has always been a struggle. This contestant definitely has some big shoes to fill, but they have gone above and beyond. So, Gibbledane, do you have a question for contestant number 5?
Yeah, so it sounds like you are a performer. You like to perform?
Yeah, I definitely perform. I've been doing that, you know, since I was a kid. You know, it's kind of, it runs in the family. So, you know, and I'm probably, you know, even though it's changed a lot, you know, I feel like I've always stayed authentic to myself. And I'm going to keep doing it as long as I can. You know, dad was a performer. Godmother was a performer. Okay. All right, Gibbledane, do you have any guesses about who this might be?
Are you Taylor Swift?
That is incorrect. This is not Taylor Swift. No. Well, we're going to move on. Dalla, do
you
have
any questions? I know it wasn't Taylor Swift, but now we know that it's not Taylor Swift.
Yeah. That helps. Big help.
True. That does narrow it down a lot.
Narrows it down.
Because, like, most of the time, when you think of any person, it's like 50% that's Taylor Swift.
Exactly. And then the other one is like 1%, 1%, 1%, or 0.5%, 0.5%.
Perfect.
Contestant number 5, if you were to go somewhere for a vacation, where are we going?
I probably want to go somewhere like Nashville just to do a really good visit.
It's not Taylor Swift?
Hear some live music. Well, I haven't been in Nashville in a long, long, long time. You know, obviously my music's a lot more modern and a lot different than country. But, you know, that's where my family really loves going. And, you know, I've done a country album recently, but... or a few country songs again recently, for the most part, it's just to listen, just because it's going back to my roots.
Oh, pause.
Give Dalla one guess here, Gibbledane. Dalla, do you have a guess?
Gibbledane probably has it, but I'll guess. Contestant 5, are you by chance Beyonce?
Beyonce.
That is incorrect. This is not...
Didn't think so.
Queen Bee herself.
You're not a single lady?
No.
Not all the single ladies.
Gibbledane, do you have a guess for us? It sounded like you had an epiphany.
Ooh. Is it Miley Cyrus? Miley Cyrus?
And the curtain rises. Nice. That is correct. It is Miley Cyrus. From the Cyrus Performing Dynasty.
I don't know. I feel like if I was...
An icon in her own right.
If I was dating Miley Cyrus, I feel like she would beat me up for eating her like chicken nuggets. You know what I mean?
Dude, I'm right here.
Yeah, what the
honestly,
fuck?
That's true.
Yeah.
Honestly, probably would. Yeah. You seem like a bitch.
You could go on Dalla's side.
All right, so we're going to give that one to Dalla. Sure. And so now Dalla also gets to choose from Miley Cyrus.
That's just generally like, wow, I'm surprised you don't care. I mean, not don't care, but don't want her.
Yeah, I don't care.
That's what
you're right. The first
I guess
time.
My choice, I'll go with 3. You know, start from the bottom. Now we're here.
All right, that is correct. It is your choice, and we're gonna go with Contestant number three. Let's bring them out. Contestant number three. After a falling out with their envious ex, contestant three is ready to sing and dance with a new partner. They can sniff you out a good place to eat, but don't get on their bad side or they'll give you quite the chop.
Contestant number three, you know, let's say we're doing like a movie night. What's your like go to, like, you know, we could watch any movie you want. What are we throwing on?
Probably a romance. Okay. Something sweeping and grand.
Ooh, I love it. Love it. Contestant number three, are you Miss Piggy by chance?
And the curtain rises. Yes, this is Miss Piggy. All right.
The fucking.
So congratulations, yeah, Dolly. Woo. You have won the opportunity to go on a date with the Miss Piggy herself.
Like, okay.
Incredible. That'll be fabulous.
I love it. Also, your hi-ya like, got cut out. Audio. On our end. Or her, I should
probably
say.
Probably on my end. Yeah. It's probably going to be fucked on my end.
Fine.
All right, so as it stands, it looks like Gibbledang has two contestants to choose from right now, while Dala has three.
There's maybe two more left. I was like, so, oh, shit.
It would have been the other way around, but Gibbledang gave Miley Cyrus.
But it also would have been
two.
the other way around, because I also got one stolen from me, even though it was close enough.
That's true. That's true. All right, so Gibbledang, it's up to you now. Three is off the table, so we're going to be looking for from 4 to 14.
Number four,
now.
My lord. Number four.
Pick number four.
Number four. Let's bring out contestant number four. All right. Contestant number four is a wealthy in affection and looking for new experiences. When out on a date driving around, you may find it to be an electric experience. He's no whiz, but he is aggressively ready to send his heart out to you. Gibbledang, do you have any questions for contestant number four?
Yeah, if you had a catchphrase, what would it be?
Wow. That's
so personal.
That's hard to choose from. When you think about catchphrases, you really gotta do something that resonates with people. So I'm thinking something like cringe, bro. Lol. Yeah, maybe lol. That's a good one.
What the fuck?
Very interesting.
All right, Gibbledang, do you have any guesses for contestant number four?
Wait, before, can I hear your description one more time? I'm sorry.
Funny enough,
absolutely.
I need to hear
contestant
too.
Number four is wealthy in affection and looking for a new experience. When out on a date driving around, you may find it to be an electric experience. He's no whiz, but he is aggressively ready to send his heart out to you.
It's Among Us again. Just kidding.
Any ideas?
Can you speak one more time? Can you say, just say, like, how was your day? Can I hear you talk one more time?
Oh, my day? Yeah. My day was fine. It went relatively well. You know.
Obama.
Did a lot of work. Had a lot of.
You're Obama.
That is incorrect. This is not Barack Obama.
All right,
so we're
going
to move now to Dala. Dala, do you have a question for contestant number four?
Contestant number four, let's say we're getting nice and, you know, like, ooh, you know, things are sexy times starting to initiate. What's your, like, go-to move to, like, you know, be like, hey, you know, what's your go-to? What's your known for?
Well, we'll probably be at my place. It's a lot bigger, a lot nicer, I'm sure. And I'll probably go to my sound system, maybe turn on some music for us. Since it's all synced up and everything is wirelessly connected inside my house, it'll automatically adjust all of my light settings in order to be optimal temperature and mood for what's going on. You know, it really takes next level genius type thinking in order to hook this type of thing up with our systems. And you'll be so impressed by the level of flourish to my prowess of intellect that you'll definitely be swooning.
Yeah.
So, Dala, do you have any guesses as to who this might be?
Yeah, are you... I forgot what number you are. I think four or five?
Four. This is contestant four. Number four.
Are you, by chance, Tony Stark... Tonathan Starkathan?
That is incorrect. This is not... Tonathan Starkley.
Damn, Starkley.
Are you... No. I'm just going to go guess. Are you Elon Musk?
Raise up the curtain. That is correct. This is Elon Musk. I did think Elon he is aggressively ready to send his heart out to you.
You know what?
And
sorry, the thing that's missing from that is the adult diaper baby stuff. Then I would have gotten it. Then I would have gotten him.
Isn't that Trump who wears the adult diapers and always smells like shit?
No, well, I mean, maybe, but it is Elon for sure. He's been outed.
It is. Elon has two? They both wear adult diapers?
He was outed by the adult diaper community, and they were like, yeah, he sucks. He's annoying as fuck whenever we do our little, like, gatherings and...
Inspections? Yeah. Gatherings? Oh, like
the fetish community. Yeah, the fetish community is an actual... Oh, allegedly, okay. I should say. I don't know, but yeah.
That's news to me. That is great. That's hilarious.
Elon, is that true, Elon? You're here while you're here.
If it turns out Elon's a diaper fetishist, it makes sense why he loves Trump so much.
True. Which I learned.
Trump's always poopy in his diaper.
That's new to me, but yeah. Sorry.
All right. Well, it looks like Gibbledang has won the opportunity.
Ooh, billionaire.
To go on a date. With Elon Musk.
More than billionaire.
Maybe you too can be a private citizen who gets unilateral control of over our country's finances.
Ooh, nice. Yeah.
Soon I'll be all in charge.
Right. Yep. All right, so we're going to move on to our next contestant here. That was contestant number four. So we're looking for 5 to 14 now, Dala.
I thought we did 5. Did we not?
That's correct. Yeah, okay, we did. We're looking from 6 to 14.
I knew it.
I guess I'll get rid of 6 since it's on a little island on its own.
All right. We're going to have our 6th contestant come out now.
6 is not the loneliest number.
Not anymore. Though they have a surly attitude, contestant number 6 has a cunning and inventive spirit. For a long time, they were alone and didn't trust anyone. But now they're looking to grow their love and nurture it. This contestant is also great with children.
Contestant number 6. If you had like a pet name or a nickname, what would that be?
Ah, I don't know. Probably just give you a dog name, Max. You're Max now.
Oh.
Come sit.
Oh, all right. I guess I'm gonna go over.
There we go.
Oh, sit.
And when we go to dinner, I'll give you my bones.
Contestant 6, what the fuck are you? You're not Popeye by chance. I don't think you are.
No, unfortunately, this is not Popeye.
I didn't think so, but it's the first thing I thought
we're gonna
of.
Be... So. No, but we are going to be moving on. Yeah, let's see if Gibbledang has any questions that might give you some more information.
Yeah, there wasn't enough good, so that's fair.
What are some pet peeves that you have, Popeye?
Singing. Carols. People singing out loud, singing outside over and over and over. It's disgusting.
Are you Scrooge McDuck?
No, unfortunately, this is not Scrooge McDuck. All right.
Can I just buzz into...
So, we're going to go back to Dala.
Yeah.
Yes, you can.
The Grinch? The Grinch?
And the curtain goes up. That is correct. This is the Grinch.
The Grinch.
Ah, you got me. Yeah, you got me.
Yeah, can you do the thing where you pull the thing and then all the cups don't fall and then you... Can you please
walk back and smack them all off?
He's doing it.
He's taken all of the silver off the table and left.
He did it.
So... he just took all the...
He just stole it. He's just like, fuck
he
this.
He just stole it. All right, so it looks like Dala will also have a chance to go on a date with the Grinch himself.
Pretty good lineup.
Hopefully reformed from his silliness.
I think I have my answer, but we'll see how this shakes up at the end.
All right, now we'll move on. Since we already did number 7, we're going to be looking now.
Yeah, I heard the Grinch has a fat cock.
Through 14.
Of course
it's
he does.
Big and green. It's a big... Like the Hulk. So, Gibbledang... between 8 and 14, who would you like to see next?
8.
All right, looks like we're moving on down the list. Let's bring out contestant number 8. A dark and brooding personality, contestant 8 has a personality that will leave a lasting impression in your brain. A force to be reckoned with, they are a huge fan of the princess treatment. Trauma bond with contestant number 8 and face oblivion together.
Oh, this sounds so fucking familiar.
So, Gibbledang, do you have any questions for contestant number 8?
Yeah, give me just a second. Fuck, let me think.
All right, we're going to cut to commercial, yeah. And we'll be right back. It goes to commercial, yeah. And it's like, now, new O-O-O-O's. Were your O's not O-y enough?
No!
Luckily for you, we may took your O's and made them 100% O-y. Ooh. 100%, 100%.
Whoa. That's 4 O's.
God damn them.
A brick wall explodes. Fist pumps through. Are you tired of quadros? Now get ready for the cinco's.
No, the cinco's.
Cinco, gonna go to the finger. Rip off your penis. Make your finger make your skin.
Make your penis fall off and make you bleed from the butthole. And we're back with America's favorite underground show. Pop Culture Dating Show. All right, okay. We're back with Gibbledang, who is going to be asking a question
right now.
Contestant number 8.
Can I hear the description again, Regis? I'm so sorry.
Absolutely. A dark and brooding person, contestant 8 has a personality that will leave a lasting impression in your brain. A force to be reckoned with, they are a huge fan of the princess treatment. Trauma bond with contestant number 8 and face oblivion together.
Oblivion.
Yeah, like that. Funny enough, that part sounds so familiar, but I'm like, yeah. Can't put my finger on it.
Okay, contestant number 8. What does the perfect day look like to you?
Ooh.
Well, honestly, it would be having to serve my lady in the best I can. I presume I would go and speak with mother and get a new task for the day, and I would have to do something in the city, and I would feel a sense of accomplishment for having served my purpose. But I suppose if it was a perfect day, I also would have time to go to my favorite tea spot in the city. A small cafe where I often go.
Huh. Okay.
All right. And Gibbledang, do you have any guesses as to who contestant 8 might be?
Are you Alice from Alice in Wonderland? Wait, no, that's a child.
Yeah, we've had Carl.
Yeah, that's true. I guess Carl is also a child.
He's 1,000 years old.
Yeah, in this,
he's a 1,000 year old demon lord. Yeah. Anyways.
I don't know. I'm sorry.
All right, then we're going to move on to Dala to see if Dala can dig up any more clues.
Yeah. Dala. Thank you again for describing your perfect day. Contestant, what are we at? 8, I think. If you were taking me out for a third date, where would you take me? What will we be doing? How should I dress?
To be honest, we probably won't even make it to a third date. I don't remember much from day to day, and when need be, my memories are taken from me at a moment's notice, so I suppose it would most likely look like the first date again.
C-3PO.
Ooh, sexy.
You got a little bit of a sexy C-3PO going on there.
Yeah. C-3PO does love Oblivion. Ooh, so.
C-3PO.
So, Dala, yeah. Do you have any guesses that something you might want to go for?
Sure. Contestant number 8, are you... are you Cinderella? Probably not, but...
That is incorrect. It is not Cinderella.
Giving, like, Disney princess, if that makes sense. But the Oblivion part has.
Right, we're going to move back to Gibbledane.
Ask a question.
I don't know.
Ask a question.
You have one more. You have another question. Yeah, if you would like to ask something about contestant number 8.
Okay.
Yeah, you might. We might get like more info. It's Peridot.
I'm just trying to think of a question. So, somebody cuts you off in traffic. How do you react?
Fuck him. I'm just kidding.
Such disrespect would not be tolerated, and I would soon exact my revenge on them. As my lady always teaches us, it is right to enact righteous fury on those who deserve it.
Are you Shadowheart from Baldur's Gate?
Let's raise up that curtain. That is correct. This is Shadowheart from
Baldur's
Gate. How would Dala
know that, though? Dala's never played Baldur's Gate. And he hits
perhaps
his knee all the time.
Maybe from hearing the name.
The dog scratched
the
shit on my toe.
His dog ripped off his penis, everybody. You heard it here first.
Here, give me a minute. I'll be right back.
Oh, damn.
Oh, shit. He lost a whole penis.
He lost his whole one of his 10 penides.
A lot of people don't know, you know, cats have 9 lives.
Dalas have nine penises.
Dalas have 9 peni. And when they lose all 9 of them, they transform.
They go into a cocoon, and then they come out, and they grow their wings.
They become a beautiful butterfly.
I'm like a fucking Vulpix going into 9 tails.
No, yeah, you're like a Butterfree. You what the fuck, dude?
No, Butterfrees don't have 9 dicks.
They do now. Also, you don't know that.
That's fair. I'm not the Pokemon expert. That's fair, yeah.
Yeah. I've read a lot of
Pokedex entries.
Fan-made data.
Yeah. Played a lot of ROM.
It's data, okay.
But yeah, sorry if I cut off the Baldur's Gate one. I don't know their name.
That's all right. Yeah, that is going to go to Gibbledang. And Shadowheart is going to be on Gibbledang's list to possibly take them on a date. So now we're going to move on. And
sure.
There aren't that many people left. So we're actually just going to go down the list in order to finish up the rest of these people.
How many do we have left?
Since we're going in order often anyways. Oh.
No, like I was all on, right. Like, it's different. If I was on social media, that'd be one thing. If I'm on DoorDash, I'm hungry as shit.
That's social media.
Hopefully, the DoorDash drivers can find us in this pit.
Contestant 15, right. DoorDash man. Raise the curtain. It's him.
Gibble, why don't you call the cops? Yeah, I'm not in any danger.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't feel threatened. All right, so we're going to go on to our next contestant. Let's bring them out. Woo! All right.
What number is this?
Contestant number 9. Here they come. When it comes to baggage, everyone has their own complicated past. Contestant 9 has an interesting family history. They have a bit of a rugged streak and a classic rural upbringing with good role models and positive personal values. One look into their eyes and things are heating up.
I guess it's my turn, right?
So
to guess.
Yes, shit. Dala, you get to ask a question for our contestant number 9.
Yeah. Contestant number 9. Can you describe what's the like best date look like for you?
Well, citizen, seeing as how we can really go anywhere, I would like to go somewhere I haven't seen yet, but always wanted to visit. Perhaps we could fly over to the top of the Empire State Building and sit on top. Or maybe even the Sphinx in Egypt. I can take you anywhere you wish to go, and we can have a nice picnic. As Mom and Pa always taught me, I'll treat you just right.
Okay. Contestant number 9, are you by chance Clark Kent? I mean, Superman. Don't worry, don't give away your secret.
And we're going to raise up the curtain. That is correct. It is Superman.
Super buff man, more like.
Superman himself. He's here to carry you away.
Ooh, sexy.
Into matrimony.
Ooh.
All right. Now we're going to add that to Dala's list. Dala now has 5 contestants, adding up to Gibbledang's 4.
Yeah, notice.
And that will be a very exciting date, I'm sure. Now we're going to move on and bring out contestant number 10. Now, Dala and Gibbledang, are you both ready?
Wait, is that the last contestant?
Oh no, we have 3 more.
I was about to say,
who picked 10?
After this.
Wait, who picked 10? Or are we just going in order?
Nobody.
Now?
We're just going in order.
We're just going in order now.
Okay.
Because there's only
That's a the few rules.
Left.
You said you follow the rules.
And we were going in order in order anyway.
That's fair. That's how it works out.
Yeah, true.
So we're gonna bring out contestant number 10. Alright. Woo! One date with contestant number 10, and you'll feel like floating away on the wind. They believe strongly in not judging a book by its cover, and never getting that book wet and ruining it.
Elphaba!
Your happy ending awaits with this contestant, and all your friends will be incredibly envious.
I literally just watched Wicked last night.
Oh.
She's pretty now, hot,
this
dude.
This is Gibbledang's, and you are correct.
She's pretty hot, man.
Elphaba.
I'm sorry.
Wicked.
But,
woo!
I remember watching and being like, you know what? She's like a pretty sick shade of green.
First Gamora, now this. Ooh la la.
Nah, not Gamora.
Yeah, it turns out, it was more of like the Grinch.
Mm.
Yeah, that's more of what Gibbledang's
Jim Carrey, now this.
Yeah, Grinch, ooh. Elphaba, that's like, yeah.
Isn't it Elphaba?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Elphaba.
Yeah, I was like, is it Elphaba or is it Elphaba?
Don't you know?
I don't know. I don't remember. I haven't seen Wicked,
Galinda.
To be fair. The movie.
It's Wicked. Her name's Wicked.
Fucking
Anyways.
Wicked. She's from fucking the Bronx.
Well, congratulations, Gibbledang.
Ooh,
you
this is a close game.
Have added another contestant so you could go on a possible virtue date. Again, sponsored by the new Virtue Date 3000. Pan over to the Virtue Date.
Virtue
Date
3000.
Either
rip off penis
a
or break your
fire.
Bones or rip your skin off.
Yep.
Don't
All
use
right,
the
we're
boners
bring out
last
our contestant.
More than 3 hours.
Yep. Or do. It depends on how much fun you want to have. So contestant number 11 is going to be coming out next. Let's bring out contestant number 11. Woo! Getting to know this eligible bachelor is the greatest deal you'll ever find. Have you been hungry for a new romantic fling? Lurk no further. Contestant 11 is the one for you. With wealth and power secured, this contestant's looking for a new love to be obsessed with. Devote yourself to having a good time, and sign, sealed, delivered, a great relationship can be yours.
Hmm.
So, Dala, do you have any questions for contestant number 11?
Yeah.
As a warning, I don't know what this person sounds like, and will be doing my best.
Okay, so, interesting.
Oh, yeah, like an Among Us?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
I awesome. Had the voice accurately.
Okay.
Only this person does have an actual voice. I just don't know what it sounds
Nor do I
like.
Care. Before I fucking forget my question, contestant, whatever, 11, I think.
Forget.
What would you get me as a gift if it was Valentine's Day, hypothetically?
If I were to get you something for Valentine's Day, it would be...
Oh, I know who it is.
A contract.
Yeah, it's sexy.
Promising
man.
To love you forever.
Okay. I like that. A contract.
Bounce on it.
A contract to your cock. Chance. is this
sexual? That's correct. A contract.
Are you no
You must sign the contract.
That is correct. Let's
or Count Orlok.
It's Nosferatu.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Count Orlok. I'll take it.
Hell yeah. I am your lord.
I love how you're like, I don't know the voice.
I would,
and you just do the meme voice, which
you
is
would
the
be
voice.
Bouncing what? On it crazy style in no time.
Nah.
Yeah. Yeah, 100%. Pretty accurate.
I'm glad that I just took a stab in the dark and I was good enough that you at least knew what I was doing.
You did the meme voice, which is pretty much the
you were enough, I guess.
Yeah, as long as I do the meme. Yeah,
exactly.
Well, no, what you were was Dracula. You did Dracula.
Uh-huh.
And then from that, you're able to get
with like a little raspiness.
Yeah.
It's different, but yeah. Bounce on it.
All right.
Bounce on it. You're the one that actually trained Bill Skarsgård to do the voice.
Actually, right before this, I sent to the group chat someone doing the voice, and it's like, touch on my tra-la-la. My ding-ding-dong. It's so
dumb. Gosh, that movie.
Oh, my God. A true classic.
I've heard people compare it whoever grew up loving Borat and doing the Borat voice moved on to the fucking Nosferatu voice.
That's great. My wife.
It's actually the exact same people. Yeah.
My wife.
My wife.
You will be my wife.
You will be
my wife.
Oh, God. Could you imagine like a crossover movie between the two? Borat.
Yeah, you gotta make artwork.
Ooh,
Borat
gets turned into the count who gets turned into
he's like interviewing.
He's the Nosferatu.
He's like interviewing him, like he did with the Rudy Giuliani.
King of the Castle. King of the Castle. Yeah. Anyways,
Count of the Aura.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. How many we have left? I think two.
All right. So congratulations. That is going to add another contestant. Dala's list.
I will say this werewolf is much cooler than that vampire that one time.
That's true. that I heard that original vampire, who is my evil doppelganger,
was
a dick.
Oh. Are you guys?
No, I'm Gobbledong. I'm the good one.
Oh, okay. You can
tell. So my parents always told me. And so we're going to bring out our next contestant. Number 12, come on out! Woo! Get things rolling with this contestant, and you may be looking to score.
Ooh.
Contestant 12 is recognized around the world and brings joy to adults and kids alike. While they mostly see things in terms of black and white, if you're looking for simplicity and fun, then this contestant is perfect for you. All right, so I believe this is for Gibbledang. Gibbledang, do you have any questions?
Is this a soccer ball?
That is correct.
It's a soccer ball.
The best toy in the world, baby. The most popular
soccer
toy.
Soccer ball just goes.
Hell yeah.
Boom.
Boom.
Oh, okay.
Congrats. We'll be adding that to your list of possible hot names.
Yeah, baby. You better pick that one.
I have to get my phone charger. My phone's about to die.
Yeah, yeah.
I would have never guessed. Fucking suck. That's so funny.
Really? Really?
I don't think so. I mean, this whole time I've been thinking of like actual characters. So I was like, oh, black and white. Yeah. Okay, three Stooges, Betty Boop, fucking... What do we think, you know?
All right. Now we're going to be moving on to our next contestant.
Is this our last one?
Gibbledang is going to... yes, this is going to be the last one. Contestant nice. Lucky number 14.
Don't forget, Gibbledang's got to win.
Love.
I must.
I do actually want to see a date between Gibbledang and a soccer ball, to be honest. So
for this last contestant, the rules are only Gibbledang can get this correct.
Okay. Oh,
sounds right. Good.
God, so much pressure on
let's
me.
Let's bring them out. Woo.
Yeah, well, it's Among Us again.
All right.
Oh, God.
The one that none
it's
of us
It's a Magic the Gathering card.
That's
this is
fine.
What it sounds like.
With an enthusiasm that is impressive, this contestant... will be the employee of the month in your heart every month.
Puzz,
not
SpongeBob.
To burst your bubble, but you might not but you might not ever find a better match than contestant number 14. Their perfect date would include hitting the lagoon
SpongeBob.
That is correct, Gibbledang.
Go ahead.
This is SpongeBob. And so those are the rules. We got to give that to Gibbledang.
Of course.
And that means Gibbledang is the winner of the Pop Culture Distinction.
Yes! Wow.
Nice.
Wow.
Nice.
All right. Congratulations, Gibbledang.
Wow. Yeah. So who are you going to go on a date with?
I'm sure it's a true honor. That's true. We're going to find out one by one, but we have all of the people that Gibbledang has won an opportunity
soccer ball
to have a date with. We're going to have them come back out. Here they come, our eligible bachelors. So the possible people who Gibbledang could take on a date are going to be Luigi Mangione,
ooh,
Zelda, ooh, Elon Musk,
ooh,
Shadowheart, Elphaba,
ooh,
a soccer ball,
ooh,
and SpongeBob.
God, it's
the world's best Super Smash Brothers game.
Yeah, there's some pretty good ones on there. I kind of would be interested in Elon Musk personally, but just
we're talking about what I would be interested in my list right now, Dala.
All right, I'll mute myself.
Shut up. I'm just kidding.
He's not muted. He's hiding.
No, he muted himself. I know
he's just crouching behind his podium. Look, there he is.
What was it? No, there's. So if I actually wanted to date one of them, it would be Elphaba, because watching the movie last night, I was like, damn, she's hot. And then, if there was just
philosophical thought,
the perfect setup, it would have to be a double date with Luigi Mangione and Elon Musk. I think that would just be a no-brainer.
So, a polyamorous double date with Luigi Mangione and Elon Musk.
Hey Elon, yes, can you get there an hour early?
I think we can set that up. Yeah, I think we can set that up. Sorry. So what we're going to do is we're going to have Gibbledang step on over to our Virtue Date 3000.
Wait, no, but I didn't say my real choice.
That's not your real choice?
No, the soccer ball.
Very well. Yeah. Hop on in and we'll make sure you get to have a wonderful time.
Oh my god, I'm so excited. I've been waiting for this for at least like
stick
four,
this up here,
30 episodes
put this
maybe.
In here.
Ooh, yeah, like true. 25 episodes.
It might be 30.
Alright.
I get you.
We officially have everything inserted into Gibbledang to run the machine.
Oh my god.
It's everywhere.
Just like a side note, just like the Dracula game we were playing, Dala.
What about it?
The Ouroboros. I have everything inserted.
Oh, the whole.
Please cut this.
A la those like futuristic vehicles from that one episode of South Park.
Yeah.
So now let's plug it in and give it a whirl, and we're gonna see on the screen how this date goes between Gibbledang and the soccer ball.
The soccer ball. Oh my god.
The soccer ball.
It has been 30 episodes. Oh my god. I've been waiting 30 episodes for the soccer ball.
Something an episode, yeah. Listeners, go check that episode out. I don't know what number it is. 30 something.
All right. Opens the screen pops up, opens on a nice beachside boardwalk. You know, where Gibbledang strolls next to a rolling soccer ball.
Yeah!
Oh. The soccer ball bounces across the water and into the ocean.
Wow. It's everything I've wanted. 30 episodes.
That's it. Woo! All the build-up.
This is amazing!
The crowd goes out. Woo!
Yeah, the whole pier, everyone on the pier starts chanting, cheering for
clapping.
Gibble.
Soccer ball. Sorry, soccer ball's a little more popular, unfortunately.
Soccer ball's pretty
popular. They're lifting me. They're lifting me up, but they're going soccer ball, and I'm really confused at this point.
Yeah.
But it's a simulation, so you're ripped and like,
yeah,
and
yeah,
I'm rich.
You're rock climbing, and you have no shirt on.
Yeah, and Elon Musk and
Luigi,
is there, but
Luigi
also
Mangione
so
comes
Luigi.
Out and goes, "Did someone say rich?" All right, let's turn off that simulation.
Yeah, what the
here.
Fuck
How
was that?
Wow, that, dang, did you have a that, great time?
Is that what that feels? Is that what that's like? Jesus Christ.
Yes, I heard that it's quite the amazing experience.
No, that's
experiencing death without the finality.
Welcoming.
God damn it, I came in my pants too. That sucks.
That's why.
I hate this.
Unknown side effect, well, it's, unfortunately.
It's like that, you know, the thing where you hang yourself while you jerk it, you know? It's that, but just through this.
Yes, but our machine just turns off your whole brain instead of starving it of oxygen. Yeah. I mean, what?
Well, yeah, all right, werewolf, you're pretty good. I like you, werewolf. Good pat on the back.
If you're good, we'll put you back in. Do you want to go? Do you want to try again? Maybe say a few things to the soccer ball this time? Or do you want to go back in to kick it again?
I'll go back in and kick it again. Smash cut.
All right, let's bring you up in here.
Soccer ball! Soccer ball! Gibble ding! Gibble ding!
Oh, is he rich now? Bing, 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 bing.
It's the same exact one.
Yeah.
Two.
Ah, damn it.
That was round two.
I didn't.
Did you come again?
Yeah.
No, but that's okay.
It was too soon.
Well, 40% of men.
Did you say yeah, Dala? Were you responding for you or
looks
me?
Looks like Dala did come that time.
Yeah, it was asking me.
It was a contact autoerotic asphyxiation for being nearby.
I had a great date with the soccer ball.
That's good.
But honestly, Elphaba and I are kind of seeing each other behind the scenes.
Oh,
I'm cheating on the soccer ball.
You did punt it
with
twice.
A quit.
Oh, that's so sad.
Yeah.
And let's look over at soccer ball. See their their reaction to this situation. Oh, they look rather deflated.
Ooh. What could I say?
It looks like they are very sad.
They what will not say? Score.
It's very true. Yeah. That ball is not going to score tonight. Not with Gibbledang. Gibbledang looks like he is defying gravity on this one.
Nice.
Well, thank you, everybody, and thank you for watching the world's best game show, Pop Culture Dating
Wait,
Show.
Wait, Dala doesn't get a date either? I thought we both
nope. No, I lost.
On Gobbledong's version, the loser doesn't get to see there.
That's fine. I wanted to see the soccer ball.
Lost.
I get another trapdoor.
Well, who is on Dala's list? Yeah. Who is on Dala's list again at the end?
Let's look again just to double check. Dala's list was Carl Weezer, Miley Cyrus, Miss Piggy, The Grinch, Superman, and Nosferatu. Most of which are voices I don't want to do anymore as well.
Oh, you lucked out.
Because they're hard on my throat. Just like Gibbledang will be with the soccer ball.
Nice. Good one.
I mean, with a Wicked Witch of the West.
Nice.
Or whatever.
Wicked.
Lucky for me, I don't get women wet. So does anyone have any plugs that they want to get into?
Ben Shapiro? Well, I guess I'm in a fucking second trapdoor, but if you want to find me, I am at didala.art.
You guys fall through the second... Yeah, you're actually mid-falling right now.
So. Ooh. Defying gravity.
Ooh.
Oh, hey, guys. Are you guys falling, too?
Yeah, just a bit.
Yeah.
It's me, Jim Bleeder Nate. Where are you guys falling from?
Above.
Nowhere special.
Oh, same. It was crazy. It's been a crazy day.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, if anybody wants to follow me, they can probably follow me at Jim Bleeder Nate on everything.
I get it. Follow.
Yeah. Yeah, they're following me. Yeah, get it. I mean, so might as well make puns if we're falling for this long.
Go ahead and follow me at Gibbledang. Yeah.
It's a good one.
Gonna show everybody your follow face.
Thank you for listening to No Dumb Idea.